Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Chaf Aleph. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisha ben Neumann, Lizchus Rafua Shalema, for Chaim Naftali ben Tumi Freida, for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya, and for Dvorah Shira Chaya Bas Hinda Taru, Yisrael Hav Rafua Shalema, B'Sof Shar Chole Yisrael. We left off toward the bottom of daf Chaf and Beis. We did not get all the way to the Mishnah. We are at the two dots on daf Chaf and Beis, and we're about to go through three different machlokos between Rabbi Yudin and Meir, but all three machlokos sound like they're the same machlokos. It seems to be a machlokos whether you're allowed to sell something that's mechubar lekarka to an akum when it's almanas liktos. You sell it to him almanas, that he's going to cut it down shortly. So Gemara is going to explain why we need to discuss the machlokos in three different contexts. When we talk about shachas, and when we talk about kama, and when we talk about ilanos, these are all things that are mechubar lekarka. Why would you need to say the same machlokos three times? And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chaf and Beis is going to have a machlokas about the halachos of renting and selling houses and fields to Nachrim in Eretz Yisrael, in Surya, in Chutz Laaretz. So chilukim between renting and selling, chilukim between houses and fields, and chilukim between locations, Eretz Yisrael, Surya, and Chutz Laaretz. Those chilukim are going to be explained in the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Why it is that batim are not as strict as sados, why it is that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah view Surya differently from each other, meaning Surya somehow is like this in between. It's not quite Eretz Yisrael, but it's not quite Chutz La'aretz. And then the Gemara on the bottom is going to discuss the prohibition to create a shchuna of Goyim, that even in a place where you're allowed to sell, one should not make a shchuna, one should not rent or sell out to the point where there's a significant group. So what is a significant group? Why is it us to create a shchuna? How direct does that issue have to be? Then on Amud Beis we're going to discuss why you can rent a merchatz to a kuti, but not to an akum. That's specifically a bathhouse to a kuti, but not to an akum. And why you can rent a sada to an akum. What exactly the chilik is between a merchatz and a sada? What the specific concerns are in renting and selling these things to a kuti and akum specifically. So let's begin again at the two dots on daf chaf amud beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines into the wide lines. Ein mochen lehen v'chulei. So says the Braisa. Tan Rabban mochen lehen ilan amunas lakutz v'kotzeitz div Rabbi Yehuda. That according to the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to sell a tree in your property to an Ovid Kuchavim, as long as you stipulate that he has to cut it down. And that's fine, let him cut it down. Rameir Omer Ein Mokhlem El Ktsutza. Rameir says no. So long as it's still Mechubar Lekarka, even if you make the condition that he has to cut it down, not good enough. You're only allowed to sell it to him if it's already cut down. Shachas Al Nanas Ligzos V'Gozi to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says if you have stubble, the beginning of the growth of grain, that clearly if you were to leave it to grow, it would become grain, but at this stage, it's very early stages, so you're allowed to sell that, almanas ligzos, almanas, that the guy is supposed to harvest it, he's supposed to cut it, that according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir Omer Ein Mochlem El Gzuza. Rameir says, no, you're only allowed to sell it once it's no longer mechubar lekarka. And then the third machlokes, kama almanas ligzor v'kotzer, div Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to sell standing grain, almanas, to cut it down, and then you can harvest it, you can cut it down, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The guy couldn't cut it down. Rameir Omer Ein Mochlem El Gzuza. No, you're only allowed to sell it if it's already harvested, it's already detached from the ground. So we have these three machlokas, which are all the same machlokas. It's all about that you're not allowed to say, all about whether you're allowed to sell something that's mechubar lekarka right now, if you stipulate that you're only selling it almanas, that it not remain mechubar lekarka. So says Gemara Tzricha, we need all three machlokos. Diyash minan ilan, if it only would have told us the machlokas in the case of a tree, v'hakam Rameir kivan de lo pasid mashile. I would say, yeah, by the case of a tree, Rameir would have a problem selling it while it's still mechubar lekarka, because since the tree is not going to get any worse by leaving it attached to the ground, meaning nothing will happen to the tree when you leave it it attached to the ground, so the guy may not cut it down so quickly. Aval hai, but if you have grain, the chimashi la pasid, you have to harvest the grain on time. If you don't, it's going to get ruined, it's going to spoil. So ema modele Rabbi Yehuda, I might think he'd be modele Rabbi Yehuda that there's no problem in relying that the guy is going to cut it down shortly, and that it would be perfectly fine, because why would he leave it there? The iashmin and bahani tarti, and if it only would have told me about the tree and about the grain, mishum delo yadia shivchayu, I would say, yeah, well, in neither of those cases is there motivation to dafka leave it. See, the grain, certainly, because the grain is going to get ruined if you leave it in the ground. The tree won't get ruined, but it also won't get any better. So there's no motivation to dafka leave it in the ground. Avol shachas tiyadia shivchayu, eim modele rameir. But when you're dealing with shachas, which is yadia shivchayu, where you know that if you leave it in the ground, it's now going to get better. It's obvious that it's going to grow and it's going to become grain that's usable. So the shevach is going to be nicker. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would be moded Rabbi Meir that you have to first cut it and then sell it, because you cannot rely that the guy is going to do it himself. V'yashmin b'ha kamer ameir of b'hanachim modeh Rabbi Yehuda. And if it only would have told me about shachas, I would say, yeah, by shachas, Rabbi Meir is so strict. But otherwise, he'd be modeh to Rabbi Yehuda that we could be mekel, and he could sell it. So tzricha, that's why we need all three machlokos. So Tosfos raises the question, in the name of Rabbeinu Elchanan, why doesn't the Braisa just say shachas v'kama? Meaning, what we have over here is we have two extremes. Kama is something that the longer you leave it in the ground, the worse it gets. It's going to get destroyed. So I would think when it comes to kama, there's much less of a concern that the guy is going to leave it in the ground. Shachas is something that the longer you leave it in the ground, the better it's going to get. So I would think when it comes to shachas, there's a much greater concern you're going to leave it in the ground. So wonderful. Ilan is pariv. It's in between. It doesn't get worse. It doesn't get better. So once you have shachas and kama, you have both extremes. And as long as you know Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda disagree about shachas and kama, you don't need to know that they disagree about Ilan, about the middle case of Ilan. So that's the kasha that Tosfos asks in the name of Rabbeinu Elchanan. And Tosfos suggests that the truth is, there is no chiddush by an Ilan. The Tan is written in the style of Lozu, Avzu, and not only by an Ilan, where there's no hefsid if you leave it over, Rameir would aser, but even in a Kama, where there is hefsid if you leave it over, Rameir would aser. And not only by Ilan, where there's no Shevach that would be Nikr, Rabbi Yehuda's Matir, even in Shachas, where there is a Shevach that's Nikr, the Rabbi Yehuda would still be Matir. So that's how Tosfos understands that in a chinami, there is no extra chiddush in telling us a case of an Ilan, but it just happens to be that that's the style of the Braisa over here. So now it says Gemara Ibayilhu. What about the following? Behema almanas lishchot mahu. Can you sell a behema to an akum almanas that he's going to shecht it? So you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa stam, as we learned. We have a Mishnah about that, that you're not allowed to sell the behema gasa because of whatever the reasons were, that it's going to sione right before Shabbos. He may test it out and see how it's going to work. Or because you may come to rent it to him on Shabbos, and then he'll use it on Shabbos. It'll be your behema. What if it's almanas lishchot? There's not going to be any work. The condition is that he's supposed to shecht it. So hasam time in my shari Rabbi Yehuda delav berushusay kaimi v'lo matzi mashilahu avleim akim de berushusay rabcham kaimi mashila odum lo shna. So the shaila is Rabbi Yehuda, who allows selling a tree in your property to an Ovid Kochavim, why does he, as long as you make it almanas that he's going to cut the tree, why does he allow that? Because you're sort of in control of the situation. It's in your property. So you can make sure that he gets it out of there, that he cuts the tree. But a behema, once you give it to him, it's his. You lose control over that behema. He is now in complete control of what happens to the behema. So I might think that Rabbi Yehuda would not be, it's reasonable to assume that Rabbi Yehuda might not be matir selling a behema almanas that the guy's going to shecht it, or maybe loshna, maybe it doesn't make a difference, maybe just like Rabbi Yehuda trusts the guy to get rid of the tree, he trusts the guy to shecht the animal. So that's the shayla. So says Marta Shema, we'll bring a raya. Detanya behema almanas lishchot b'shochet of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda says beferish that you're allowed to sell the behema almanas lishchot and the guy will shecht it. Rameir Omer ein morch lo el shchut, and Rameir disagrees that you can only sell that which is shchuta. So we have a clear braisa that tells us that behema is in the same category as kama and ilan and shacha Machas, where Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to sell it as long as you make a stipulation that he's supposed to get rid of it, that he's supposed to shech the behemoth or cut the tree v'chulei. Now the Tosos over here, the bottom Tosos, raises the question. Says Tema, my bai, he says I don't even understand the question. Or my plea, Rameir Rabbi Yehuda v'samach, and how could it be a machlokas Rameir Rabbi Yehuda about selling a behemoth on menas lishchot? Hafil b'stam amrin le'el emel l'shchita zavna. We said previously, whenever you sell a behemoth, the assumption is it's l'shchita. You don't even need to say al menas lishchot. It should automatically be mutter. So why does it even make sense that Rabbi Meir is going to aser? Why does it even make sense that Rabbi Yehuda is going to require to say al menas lishchot? Whenever you sell it, the assumption is that it's lishchot. So it says also some pirush rashbam v'lo mari le'el ela beparadavka nicha. So if you assume that's only by a para, that we assume automatically that it's lishchot, so then it's very good. Then we don't have any kashas. But if you assume that it's about all animals, then we do have a problem. That maybe we're talking about agalim siyachim that you're not allowed to sell to them. So maybe almanas lishchot would be different. Now the shaila of the Gemara about selling behemah almanas lishchot, the most of the Rishonim point out from the lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like the whole shaila is only within shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Seems pretty clear that way that Rabbi Yehuda, who allows selling a tree and kama and shachas almanas to cut it down, what would he say? Would he say the same thing by a behemah? Because there's a svara to assume that he won't say the same thing by a behemah. So the shaila is only within shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But according to shitas Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Meir, it's a davar pashut. That there's no chiluk between a behemah and an ilan. If by an ilan, which is Birushus Yisrael, it's going to be aser. You can't trust that the guy's going to get rid of it. So a behemah, where you're fully giving it over into his Birushus, of course you can't trust that he's going to get rid of it. So the Rush says, so therefore you see a raya like the Shitas HaRambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Avodas Chavim and the 20th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, who paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. That how does Rambam know to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? It's a simple machlok shemer Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara doesn't seem to bring rayas one way or the other, because the Gemara investigates further within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and conducts no further investigation within Shitas Rabbi Meir. I mean, we want to know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what would the din be when it comes to a behema? The fact that the Gemara does that, asks that question only within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, is an indicator that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. In the Bir Agron, Yerodeh Simkufnun Aleph, he questions that rush. He thinks that's not really a rule in Shas. He says there are a lot of places in Shas where the Gemara will ask within one Shita, and it's not necessarily a Raya that we paskin like that Shita. Now, it could be that there's and he leaves it as a Tzarechim Gadol. Now, it could be that when the investigation could have gone either way, and we choose to go one way, that's an indication that we paskin that way. Meaning we say, is the halacha A or is it B? And we say, and if it's B, is it C or is it D? And we don't ask if it's A, is it C or is it D? So that's an indication we don't paskin like A. If we could have asked it in both ways, and we only ask it on one side, that would be an indication to paskin. But just because the shaila only exists within one side, so the fact that we ask the shaila when it only exists within one side is not necessarily a raya that we paskin that way. So says the Bir Agra against the Rush. However, the entire discussion may be a moot point, because the Rimi Lunil explains that the suffix of the Gemara, whether you're allowed to sell a behema, almanas lishchot, is within Shitas Rabbi Meir as well. Because there's a tzad to say that Rabbi Meir only asered when you're selling that which is mechubel lekarka, which would be an issur d'oraisa of lo sechanim. But when you're selling a behema gasa, which is clearly only an issur d'rabanan, mishum she'ela, mishum nisyone, the whole sugya we had, so it could be that Rabbi Meir will also be willing to rely on a deal that you cut with the guy, on a tanai that you make with him, that it's almanas lishchot. And therefore the shaila might be within Rameir as well, or maybe there's no chiluk between the Yisurim because of the Chomer of Yisuri Shabbos, so maybe it's a kol shekin that would be gozer by a behema, that by an ilan and shachas is a tzad lahakel, it's Bereshus Yisrael, the guy's going to be afraid to leave it uncut, but by the behema he's not going to be so afraid. So that shaila, says the Rimi Lunil, even though from the Gemara it makes it sound like it's only within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, not necessarily. The shaila Shaila might be within the Shita of Rabbi Meir as well. Okay, new Mishnah now. Bottom of Chaf and Beis. Ein maskirin lahem batim baritz. You saw the Tzarech Lamasados. One is not allowed to rent fields to Novid Chavim, houses to Novid Chavim in Eretz Yisrael, and certainly Kal V'Chomer, one is not allowed to rent to rent fields to Novid Chavim in Eretz Yisrael. Now the question is, why is that a Kal V'Chomer? What's the difference between houses and fields? So the Gemara is going to explain that on a certain level, having a guy having an Ovid Chavim rent a field is much worse. There are more Isurim, potentially Isurim, that are involved in selling a field to an Akum, and therefore it's a viable Kal V'Chomer. We'll see in the Gemara what exactly the nature of the more of the greater severity of fields over Batim actually is. The Ramban and the Ran quote Machlokas in the Yerushalmi whether you're allowed to rent fields to Goyim when there's no possibility of renting it to Yisrael, meaning how strict is this Isser not to rent fields to Goyim? Rabbi Yochanan says that in the Yerushalmi that it's Asr to be masker to a guy, even if not doing so will just destroy the field because no one's going to be able to work the field. And Rabbi Yeshua's Matir when there's no Yisraelim Mitzuyim, when there are no Jews around. In the Sefer Kaftar Vaferach, he says that in a Makom Ones, like you want to be Oker Diraso, and you can't find a Jew who's willing to buy it, even for a cheaper price. Or you're afraid that the Goyim are going to be mazik the house in some way or another, so you're allowed to sell a house to a Nachri in Eretz Yisrael. And his raya is from the Yerushalmi, because the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is Habimakom Shenagu Limkar. So it sounds like there are Makomos that they're Nagu Limkar, that they sell in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Pas HaShulchan suggests that even in a Makom Hefzid, there's no heter to sell to a guy, and there's no such din that just because you can't find a proper Jewish buyer that you would automatically be allowed to sell to a guy. But anyway, that's as far as Eretz Yisrael is concerned. Ubisuria, maskir lem batim avlo sados. In Syria, you can rent them houses, but not fields. We're still strict with fields, but houses are okay. Ubechutz la'aretz, and in chutz la'aretz, you can rent to whoever you want, whatever you want. But mochrin lahem batim umaskirin sados. You're allowed to sell houses, and you're allowed to rent even fields, but you're even in chutz la'aretz, you're not allowed to sell fields to an ovid chavim. Divrei Meir, that's Rav Meir Shita. Rabbi Yossi moves everything over in the direction, one step over in the direction of leniency. And he says as follows, Be'eretz Yisrael, maskirin lahem batim. In Eretz Yisrael, you may rent houses, but avalo sados. But he agrees, not fields in Eretz Yisrael. Ubisuria, and in Syria, not only can you rent houses, mochrin batim, you can sell them houses. Umaskirin sados, and fields, although you can't sell them in Syria, you are allowed to rent them out in Syria. Ubechutz la'aretz, and chutz la'aretz, everything's allowed. Mochrin eilu ve'elu, you can sell houses, fields, it's all mutter. And then the Mishnah just adds, af b'makom shom lahaskir, lo lebeis dira, amrum neshu machnas l'toch avodz chavim. Even when in places where you're allowed to rent your house to an ovid chavim, that is not for a beis dira, not if he's going to live there, because ultimately what their practice was, that they would bring their avodah zaras into the home, shnemar lo savi toeva el beis echa. So then ultimately he's going to bring the toeva into what is still your house if you're renting it to him. And there's nowhere that you're allowed to rent him a merchatz, because the merchatz will always be nikral shmo. People will always know it as your merchatz. So if you were to rent him the merchatz and he's going to work it on Shabbos, everyone's going to see that it's the Jew's merchatz that's going on Shabbos. So that would be a terrible thing. Now, a couple of things over here. What is the exact nature of this Isser Min HaTorah of Lo Savi Toev El Beis Echa? We said that you're not allowed to rent him a house anywhere for a Beis Dira because of the violation of Lo Savi Toeva. So the Rishonim write that the Isser to rent because he'll bring in an Avodah Zarah in is only Isser Midrabanan. It's not a real Isser Darais of Lo Savi Toeva El Beis Echa. Aye, but says in Pasuk Lo Savi Toeva El Beis Echa. So why isn't it a real Isser Darais? So there's several Shitos in Rishonim. Tosos in Dibra Maskel Af, Tosos suggests that Lo Savi Toeva El Beis Echa is only in a house that a Jew lives. like just like the mitzvah mezuzah, mezuzos beisecha is only when a Jew is living in the house. If you rent a house to a nachri, even though you own the house, there's no chiyuv mezuzah on the house, and it's the same word, beisecha. So too, the isser of toeva is only when it's beisecha, when it's actually your house. That's how Tosa suggests. The Ravid and Tosa Shantz suggest that the isser min haTorah is only when the Yisrael himself brings the avodah zarah into the home. But it's lo savi toeva. You can't bring the toeva. Someone else, the avodah kochavim, the guy is going to be machmas the avodah zarah. That would not be an isser min haTorah. That's only an isser midrabanan. However, there are other Rishonim that suggest, the Ramban, the Ritva, that entire school of Rishonim, that lo savi toeva l'besecha is not to bring an avodah zarah when you intend to get hana'a from the avodah zarah. But stam to bring an avodah zarah in the bayis, where you're not going to get any hana, would not be a violation of the isser midar raisa. The Ramban's raya is from the sugya in Makos and Daf Chav Beis, where the Gemara says that if someone is mevashel ba'atzei asherah shel avodah zarah, so the Gemara Makos has many different places where it lists how you could do one act and violate kama v'kama isurim. You eat a bug, you violate this many isurim, you do one act, and it's a, you plow a field, and it's shmita, and it's this, and it's klayim, and so you violate many isurim. So in one of those instances, the Gemara says, if you're mevashel ba'atzei asherah shel avodah zarah, it could be many isurim, and one of them is lo savi toeva el beisecha. Says the Ramban, why would it take to be mevashel with the atzei asher to be lo savi toeva el beisecha? Just bringing the atzei asher in is already lo savi toeva el beisecha. Oh no, what you see is that it's not an isser until you actually get hana'ah from it. Now in the Shitas HaRambam there is a machlokas achron in what the Rambam holds. Megillas Esther assumes that the Rambam holds that there's an isser min haTorah even without getting hana'ah from it, but many other achronim bring rayas from the Rambam that lo savi toeva is only when you get hana'a from it, but not when you don't get hana'a from it. The Milchus Chinuch points out that it seems to be a stira in the Rambam, because in Perek Zayin of Achsavos Chavim he says the Isser of Lo Savi is being nena from the Avodah Zarah, and in Perek Yud it sounds like the Isser is just Hachnas al-Beisel, just bringing it into the house. However, it's not so clear that the Diuk in the Rambam is correct, because the Rambam says Lo Lebeis Dira Hitiru Mneshu Machnas L'Tocha Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to rent it out as a base dira to the Ovid Chavim, because he will bring in an avodah zarah v'ne'emar lo savi toev el besecha. And it says in the Torah lo savi toev el besecha. So the question is, what does that tell you? What does that lashon tell you? Does that tell you that it's nisadar raisa, or does that tell you it's nisadar banan? So some of the achronim, the Maripanim, says that's a lashon of nisadar banan. You know, if he wanted to tell you that it's a nisadar raisa, he would have said that he would not have said vinemar or shenemar. He would have said that over mishum, that it's a violation of lo savi toeva. To say, oh, and by the way, the pasuk says lo savi toeva. That's a way of telling you that it's only an asmachta, but it's not a real Isser min haTorah lo savi toeva el beisecha. There is a discussion in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. If someone is tokeh b'shofar shel avodah zarah, so Rava says you yotze if you blow with the shofar of avodah zarah, even though the shofar is asur b'hanah. And the Gemara explains because mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. Getting the kiyum mitzvah is not called hana'a. That being mekayim mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu is not halachically defined as hana'a. So you're not actually getting hana'a from the cheftza of the shofar just because it's helping you get the mitzvah. So the Torah's Chesed points out that the Chor, it's difficult because the Yisrael of the Savi Torah Beisecha is even if you're not getting hana from the Avodah Zarah. So long as you're machzik the Avodah Zarah biyadam, you're in violation of the Savi Torah Beisecha. So shouldn't that make it a mitzvah Baba Avera? So okay, good. You want to tell me that it's not called hana from Avodah Zarah. It's a separate Yisrael, the Savi Torah Beisecha, and therefore it should be considered a mitzvah HaBava Avera. Now certainly if you hold that Lo Savi Toeva is only when you get hana'a from the item, so then fine, then it's okay, then you're not getting hana'a, you're only getting a kiyum mitzvah. But if you hold that Lo Savi Toeva is even when you don't get hana'a, so then it's taka going to be a problem. There's also, just one last point before we go on, there's also a discussion in the Rishonim why it is that people don't seem to be concerned about this nowadays. People rent houses to guy Goyim Bizman Hazeh, and without asking such questions. Oh, maybe I might bring an Avodah Zarah in. So there are like five or six different shittas in Rishonim as to why it's mutter. I mean, they all understood that that's the minhag, that people rent houses, even apartments or houses where they're going to live, to Goyim. Some of the Rishonim say that there's no Issur Bizman Hazeh because they don't bring Avodah Zarahs into their house anymore. That may depend on which culture, which society, and which religion they practice. So Christians aren't going to bring an Avodah Zarah. They'll bring symbols of the Avodah Zarah, but they're not bringing an actual getchka. They're not bringing something that they're actually worshipping into the house. Maybe in some other places, you do have to be concerned that they do such things. And Tosfos quotes from Ben Chaim Cohen that a house of a Jew in Chutz Laretz is never really his house. It's so temporary in Chutz Laretz. It never really counts as your house, and therefore the whole issur doesn't apply. That's quite a chiddush, that we don't even have bailus on our homes. But you see, they're reaching that. They have to try to find what the heter is. So there are many, many different suggestions of what the potential heter might be. Okay, let's see the Gemara now. Says Gemara, my ein sarich lomar sados. Why do we assume that if it's usher to rent a house, of course it's going to be usher to rent a field, that like a field is worse? If you can tell me, well, what makes a field worse is that there are two potentially surim in a field. First of all, it's a nisra of losi chanim, because you're giving chanias karka in Eretz. And the second thing that you're costing when you rent the field is you're taking away the potential for meiser. If you would have had the field and you would have been working it, it would have had a chiv meiser and you would have been able to do that mitzvah. But now a goy, he's not going to do that mitzvah. Whereas batim, it's only one thing that you're doing wrong, and that is lo sichanim, right? That you're giving him chaniya bakarka. So we're going to make a gezeira, we're going to make much stronger gezeiros not to rent fields because you might come to sell the field, and if you sell the field, it's too isurim, as opposed to renting a house where, okay, you might come to sell the house, but that would only be one isur. So, frankly, Gemara, is that really true? Ihachi batim nami ikatarti. No, houses also have a double isur. Chada chanias karka, v'chada tekomaf kalami mezuzah. There's a chanias karka element in the house, and also you're taking away the mitzvah of mezuzah in the house. So, Amram Misharshi, mezuzah chavas hadar. Now, you're not taking away the mitzvah mezuzah. Mezuzah is a chovas hadar. What does that mean? So Tosus Dibra Maskul Ha writes that we're not choshesh for the hafka'as mitzvahs mezuzah, because that's not called that you're uprooting the chiyuv that comes through the mechira. You know why? Because let's say you didn't sell the house. You're not living there anyway. You have a different house that you live in. As long as that house is empty, there is no chiyuv mezuzah anyway. So it's not the sale that exempted it from mezuzah. It's the fact that you chose not to live there, but you have no obligation to live in that house as opposed to the house that you're living in. So you didn't actually take away the chiyuv mezuzah, whereas by meiser you actually took away the chiyuv meiser, because that field would be chayv meiser as long as it's under Jewish ownership, whether you live there or not. In the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, they explain a little differently, that the Gemara says initially that we have to be choshesh for the removal of the chiyuv mezuzah, because the Gemara assumes that the bailus of the guy takes the house out of the chiyuv mezuzah. Even if a Jew were to rent that house from a guy, it would be pater from mezuzah. But the Gemara says, no, you aren't mafkia the chiyuv mezuzah by selling it to a guy, because you never know, that guy may rent the house to a Jew, and then it will have a chiyuv mezuzah, because mezuzah is chavas hadar, whereas karka, it all depends on the bailus. If it's owned by a guy, and even if a Jew is working the land or whatever, it's not going to be chayiv in meiser, but by mezuzah, it's chavas hadar. It's all about who lives in the house. The Rashba has a third explanation of this chiluk. He says, when it comes to mezuzah chovas hadar to protect it from azikin. So we don't care that it's not going to have a mezuzah in the house of the guy, because so he won't get the protection. But the hafkas meiser is a nezek to the levium, who are now not going to get their meiser. So that the chamor mesakin, that we don't want the levium to ultimately lose out. Meaning, who loses by lack of mezuzah? You know who loses? Whoever's living in the house. So if it happens to be an akum, okay, so he'll lose. It's not the end of the world. But who loses by lack of maestros? Ah, the Levi's going to lose by lack of maestros. And that's something that we're not willing to live with, that the Levi's going to have to lose out if you don't have maestros. Now, it's interesting to point out, the Akronim discuss, it never says that the issur to sell a field, it relates to a third issue, that you're being mafkia shmita. says being mafkia maestros, but being mafkia shmita apparently is not a problem. So those who were in favor of the Hatter Mechira use this Gemara as a raya. How come the Gemara never says being mafkia shmita? There's a fascinating tshuva in the Yeshua's Malko where he has very, very strong words about how Hatter Mechira is absolutely perfectly fine, and the Sephardic rabbis have always relied on it, and it's all these Ashkenazi rabbis who aren't nearly as great as the Sephardi rabbis. He goes rails against the Ashkenazi rabbis. They don't know anything nearly as much as the Sephardi rabbis. They're draying a cup here and there and whatever and coming up with all these svaras, but we all know that it's 100% mutter. He says, why? You don't do mechiras chametz? You don't do a mechira for a bechar to be matir? He's very, very strong. Now, Chaznish pointed out, even if you're allowed to do it midin the shmita, you're not allowed to do it mishum lo sichanim. You're not allowed to give chaniya bekarka. So Yeshua's Malka says, what do you mean? No, lo sichanim is an iser that you're ruining the Jewish yeshuv by giving a guy chaniya bekarka. But adraba, this helps the Jewish yeshuv. This is the only way the Jewish yeshuv can survive. So bishlama, when the entire country is biadenu and whatever, but you have a few farmers here and there, and you're going to destroy the yeshuv by not allowing Hetter Mechira. That was part of the major discussion of Hetter Mechira, comes up in this Gemara. There's also a discussion, they use this as a raya, whether you're allowed to do a harama to get out of mitzvos, because they discuss, for example, by tevilas kelim, can you if you have a kli that you bought and you don't have a mikvah available, so can you just sell it to a guy and borrow it from him? So now it belongs to a guy, it's not chayiv in tefillah. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if it's Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantiv, there's no time to do tefillah, Shulchan Aruch suggests that Eitzah. And Ramah says, or if you don't have a mikvah available, he suggests that Eitzah. So the Taz says, yeah, maybe for a day, L'sha'a, you could do that. But that is not a long-term Eitzah. That is not something to rely on. So Mechalkas Yaakov, he says, how could you do that to be Makna Kelev L'Goy? You're going to be Mafkia, the mitzvah of tefillah. In our Gemara, we see clearly, you're not allowed to be Maskir Sados, because you're being Mafkia, the mitzvah of Maestros, especially if Tevilas Kelev is Daraisa, and we don't do Haramos on mitzvah Daraisa. So that's a kasha that the Chalkas Yaakov asks based on our Gemara. Okay, so let's see the Gemara further now. B'Surya Maskirin Batim. In Surya, we can rent Batim, we said, according to the sheet of Reb Meir, but not Sados. So says Gemara, Maishna Mechira Delo, Mishum Mechira De Eretz Yisrael. Why is it that you're not allowed to sell the Batim in Surya? Because we're afraid then you're going to sell Batim in Eretz Yisrael. Yachi Mischiris Nami Nigzar. So shouldn't we make a Gzera that you shouldn't rent Batim either? So he Gufa Gzera Vananekim, Nigzar Gzera L'Gzera. No, the very Isser of selling in Surya is only a Gzera lest you sell in Eretz Yisrael. So we're not going to make a gzera, don't rent in Surya, because you might come to sell in Surya, and if you sell in Surya, you might come to sell there. It's a gzera l'gzera. V'aschiru sada de b'Surya de gzera l'gzera v'kagazrinan. Yeah, but renting a field in Surya is also only gzera l'gzera. Then you might come to sell the field in Surya, and if you sell the field in Surya, you might come to sell the field in Eretz Yisrael. So, and yet we still answer that. Hasam lav gzeruhu. No, that's not a gzera. We're misunderstanding the whole thing. Surya, it's a real iser. It's not atu Eretz Yisrael. Oh, if I sell in Surya, I might sell in Eretz Yisrael. No, selling in Surya is fundamentally, inherently a problem. Why? Kasavar kibush yachid shmei kibush. Surya is the makamos that David HaMelech was kovesh, has a status of kibush yachid. Is that considered to be a din of Eretz Yisrael? So yeah, the shita of Rabbi Meir is that kibush yachid shmei kibush, and therefore would be in Isidarais in Surya. So sod this peitarti gazbe rabbanan. And the whole question is, when did not a double gzera? It's only one gzera. When did the rabbanan choose to make that single gzera? So on a field where there's two potentially suitable in selling it, there's the Yisra of being mafkia mimaiser and the Yisra of lo sichanim. So the Chum said, okay, don't even rent it in Surya. But Batim, thus butarti, by Batim, where all you have is lo sichanim, you don't have an Yisra of being mafkia from any other mitzvah, lo gazbu rabbanan. The rabbanan didn't make even that single gzeira. Now we mentioned b'chutz la'aretz, according to Rabbi Meir, you could be mocher Batim and you could rent sados. So he said, sados, this betarti gazbu rabbanan. So sada, where there's a double problem, if you were to sell it in Eretz Yisrael, so the Rabbanan made such a gzeira. Batim, the last butarti, lo gazbu Rabbanan, but Batim, which does not have, only has a single issue, the Rabbanan were not gozed. Then we had Rabbi Yossi Shita, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Eretz Yisrael, maskir lem Batim, that in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to rent houses, just not fields. So my time was sadus disputati gazgu rabbanan. They said not to rent fields because if you were to sell a field, it would be two violations. So the rabbanan were very concerned and therefore made a gezeira not to even rent a field. Batim telas putati lo gazgu rabbanan. But batim were even if you were to sell the bayis, it would only be a single iser daraisa. So the rabbanan never made a gezeira against renting the bayis in Eretz Yisrael. But then comes along Rabbi Yossi and he says ubesuria mochrin, that in Surya you're allowed to sell batim and you're allowed to rent fields. My taima, kasavar kivush yachol dosh me kivush. It's because he holds that Surya does not have a status of Eretz Yisrael. V'sad the disputati gazbu rabbanan batim das butati lo gazbu rabbanan, and sada which has the double concern the rabbanan made a gzeira about, and houses which do not have the double concern the rabbanan did not make a gzeira about. Ubechutz laaretz mochrin, and then Rabbi Yossi says and chutz laaretz. Anything goes. You're mochrin elu ve'elu. So my time, kiva de merchak lo gazrinan. Since it's so far from Eretz Yisrael, we didn't have to make a gzeira that you might come. If you sell a house in New York, you might come to sell a house in Eretz Yisrael. No such gzeira. Amar Rabbi Domer Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yossi v'vachli asana shchuna. But in those places where you're not allowed to rent, you have to where you're allowed to rent or whatever, you have to be careful not to create a shchuna of avdei chavim. V'kama shchuna, how much is a shchuna? Tana ein shchuna p'chusam yishlosh b'nei adam. If you sell three different houses in the same area to a guy, that's going to be a problem. I have a lechash del ma'azel ha'yishol ma'azmel l'chadov v'chav ma'azel heich u'ma'azmel l'tray. Maybe one Jew is going to sell to one of the chavim, another Jew is going to sell to two of the chavim, and then together they will have created a shchuna. Amar Abaye, alifnei mefaktinan, alifnei delifnei lo mefaktinan. We have a mitzvah, we have an isra of lifnei iver, we don't have an isra of lifnei delifnei. So you don't have to worry that not only am I selling, someone else is selling, and it's going to work out that it's going to be a shchuna. Then we said, af makom shamer lahaskir, that even in places where you're allowed to rent, not for a base dira, because of losavi toeva. Says Gemara, mechal di ikaduchta de lo mugri. It sounds like there are certain places where you're not allowed to rent. V'stamak Rabbi Meir, and that obviously seems like Rabbi Meir. Di Rabbi Yossi, v'kol duchta mugri, because we just learned in the Reisha of this very Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to rent houses anywhere. You're allowed to rent houses even in Eretz Yisrael to an Ovid Chavim. So the end of the Mishnah assumes Stam like Rabbi Meir, even though that very same Mishnah just recorded a Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudah, meaning that seems to be an indication between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. So the end of the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, even though the Gemara had paskined like Rabbi Yossi. Ubekol Makom Lo Yiskar, and we said that wherever you are, you should not rent out a Beis HaMerchat, because that's always going to be Nikra Al Shemo. Everyone's going to know it as the Jews' Merchats. So Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lo Yiskar Adam Merchatzo Lo Ovid Kachavim, Mnei Shenikra Al Shemo. Person should not rent his Merchats to an Ovid Kachavim, because everyone knows it as the Jews, V'Ovid Kachavim Zeh Oso Bo Malacha, B'Shabbos Oso B'Yam Tovim. And that Ovid Kachavim is going to do Malacha in Shabbos and Yantav, and everyone's going to see that the Jewish-owned Merchats is running as normal on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Avalakuti mai, but what would be the halacha to rent it out to a kuti? A kuti observes the Torah Shebichsav, so he's going to be careful. He's not going to do malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So shari, that would be mutter. You'd be allowed to rent out the merchats, even though everyone knows it as the Jews' merchats. The kuti's not going to be doing anything. Says Gemara, kuti emar avibay malacha b'chol shamoed. No, but by a kuti, shouldn't you be concerned that he's going to do malacha b'chol shamoed? Because it doesn't say anywhere beferish in the Torah that you're not allowed to do malacha b'chol shamoed. Malacha b'chol shamoed is a very complicated area of halacha. So it's true. Could be that malacha b'chol shamoed is daraisa, but it's not mefurish in the Torah. So the kuti's not going to be makbid about malacha b'chol shamoed. So says Mar b'chol shalmoed ananami avdinan. No, the work that you do in a Beis HaMerchat, we would do on Chol HaMoed also. That's a tzarech HaMoed, to bathe or whatever. That's perfectly fine. We're allowed to do that as well. So that would not be a problem for the kuti to do to keep the bathhouse running on Chol HaMoed. Aval sadeh you love it chavim mai. What would be the halach about renting your field to the Ovid Chavim? Shari, that's apparently mutter. My time, why would that be mutter? Doesn't everyone know it's your field? Arisa Risuse Kavid. Everyone knows that there's a sharecropper and he just does his own thing. No one's going to think that you instructed him to do the work. So Nami Amri Arisa Risuse Kavid. Why don't we say the same thing by a bathhouse? That everyone knows that the guy who's hired to work in the bathhouse is doing whatever he does. It's his own business. He's not working for you. Says Gemara, that's not true. Arisa Demerchatz Lav Dienshi. The typical business model of a merchatz did not involve a sharecropper. It did not involve a guy who just does his own thing and stands to gain or lose by how much work he does. It involves hired employees, and everyone's going to assume that the hired employee is doing as you instructed him to do. So therefore, you cannot bring a raya from a merchatz to a sada. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up at Tanya, three lines from the bottom, Bez Hashem, tomorrow.